This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Both Canada and the United States are expressing optimism about reaching a new trade deal by a Friday deadline. Those talks continued into the night in Washington. President Donald Trump said he believes the talks are going well. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland, heading her government's team, said the negotiations are at an intense moment, but there's a lot of goodwill.
They worked very late last night and started extremely early. They are continuing to work now. I think that some of the teams may work throughout the night. And Ambassador Lighthizer and I are looking forward to reviewing the progress that they've made overnight and then discussing those issues that officials are not able to resolve at their level and taking some decisions at the ministerial level.
Mr. Trump has set a Friday deadline for all three countries to reach an agreement so Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto can sign it before leaving office in November. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Senegal at the start of a three-nation West Africa visit focused on economic development and migration.
Senegal und Deutschland haben seit der Unabhängigkeit Senegals auch eine
Ms. Merkel called for a combining of public and private investment to spur the Senegalese economy. Speaking alongside President Macky Sall, Ms. Merkel said development will hopefully slow the flow of migrants to Europe. She also travels to Ghana and Nigeria, where British Prime Minister Theresa May is continuing her efforts to expand trade opportunities in Africa. She was in Abuja.
We have long-standing links with Nigeria and long-standing close commercial ties with Nigeria. There are British companies that have been here in Nigeria for many, many years. We want to enhance those trading links. I think there are real opportunities for us to do so as we're leaving the European Union.
That departure expected next March. Ms. May has visited South Africa and travels next to Kenya. This is VOA News. The U.S. has expressed growing alarm over a pending assault by Russian-backed pro-government forces in Syria on the last remaining major rebel stronghold in northwest Idlib province. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
We have shared the concerns that we have about any potential offensive taking place. We've shared those concerns with the Russian government at many levels, from Secretary Pompeo to his counterpart, to Chairman Dunford, also to Secretary Mattis, National Security Advisor Bolton, and others. So we've made our position on that very clear.
An estimated 700,000 additional Syrians could be made homeless on top of the millions already as a result of this anticipated assault. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he sees no reason to spend a lot more money on military exercises with South Korea, a day after his defense secretary Jim Mattis said there were no plans to suspend any more exercises, seen as a concession to encourage Pyongyang to denuclearize. In remarks Wednesday, the president also leveled some of the blame for a lack of progress at the feet of China.
I think part of the North Korean problem is caused by our trade disputes with China. China's been taking out about $500 billion a year from the United States for many years, and we can't let that happen.
China has called that irresponsible. Mr. Trump suspended major exercises following his June summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Drills the North denounced as a prelude to invasion. In Myanmar, also known as Burma, tens of thousands have been evacuated from their homes in dozens of villages after part of a dam failed in the center part of the country. Amid heavy monsoon rains, the flooding also damaged a key bridge linking highways between Myanmar's two biggest cities. Meanwhile, the Nobel Committee in Oslo said there are no plans to withdraw the Nobel Peace Prize, awarded in 1991 to de facto Myanmar civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, following the security crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Earlier this week, she was criticized by the UN for not using her moral authority to halt what they call mass killings with genocidal intent. While Saudi Arabia dismissed a UN assessment as inaccurate and biased over the high number of civilian casualties by its air campaign in Yemen, the U.S. Wednesday called the report concerning. Again, U.S. spokesperson Nauert.
The possible violations of international law as outlined in that report are very concerning to the United States government. We believe that if such crimes have taken place, that there is simply no justification for those types of crimes. We take the report seriously. We're certainly taking a look at the report and urge all parties to the conflict to do the same.
The U.S. provides training and intelligence to the Saudi-led coalition. Brazil's president said his government may limit the number of Venezuelans crossing its northern border to escape the economic collapse in their country, the flood of migrants causing a strain on local services and sparking violence. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.